listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it is John Barrett again on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact and all that you do. Today, I want to talk to you about crushing insecurity and leading with confidence. Crushing insecurity and leading with confidence. Here's what I know about you as a leader. We all deal with insecurities to some degree or another. And this is a episode that I want to help you, because in 25 years of working with leaders, I have found that insecurity plagues every single one to some degree. There is not one leader out there, great leaders, that don't deal with some level of insecurity. It just comes with the territory. It comes with success. When you put yourself out there, when you step out further than you've ever done, when you're in front of others and the limelight is on you, whether that's literal or just in the sense of you are responsible for these people in this organization, in this movement, you are going to deal with insecurity. And if you don't crush insecurity, my friend, it will crush you. Now, I know that sounds kind of, you know, like a little quip there, but I'm just telling you that is true. If you don't crush insecurity, insecurity will crush you eventually. And you've got to understand of how to lead with confidence and be able to overcome insecurity. That doesn't mean that you won't have insecure moments, but insecurity won't have you. It's one thing to have some insecurity. It's another thing for insecurity to have you. You get what I'm saying? Everyone's going to have some insecurity. That just comes along with it. In fact, if you don't have a little bit of insecurity and a little bit of fear about what you're doing, you're probably not pushing yourself hard enough. You're probably not stepping out further than as far as you should. Because the more you step out and put yourself out there, you're going to feel some fear. You're going to have some insecurity. But you have to understand that it's okay to have some insecurity, but you can't allow insecurity to have you. If you don't crush insecurity and overcome it, it will crush you and it will overcome you. So listen, leadership isn't about always knowing every answer or standing at the front with the most charisma and the most confident and the boldest one in the rooms and all that. Listen, sometimes leadership is about just fighting battles that nobody really sees, especially that internal war with security. Sometimes leadership is a fight internally. It's not just doing what you need to do externally, but it's battling yourself internally. That silent kind of saboteur that's inside of you, that gremlin as we call it, that monster inside of you will literally just kind of eat you away if you're not careful and if you don't overcome that. And listen, I'm telling you, this plagues everyone. As I mentioned, 25 years of coaching, I've not met a leader yet that didn't deal with some level of insecurity. I've met some pretty high-level leaders that seem very confident. They seem like they got it all put together, but they have insecurities. Listen, people look at me a lot of times. I mean, I'm an optimistic person. I believe in the optimistic advantage. I'm kind of a someone that's pretty confident by nature. I've got a good self-esteem. I've got a good all that. But I'm telling you, I deal with insecurity all the time. Now, most people wouldn't know that if they saw me. They would say, but John, you look like you got it all together. You look like you're just, you know, so in control. And listen, I'm not saying I'm out of control, but I'm telling you, there are moments where there's some insecurities that rise up within me. And there are times when I've got to fight a little bit with myself and encourage myself and say, John, you got this. You got to stop kind of looking down on yourself and doing that. Now, it's a battle that nobody sees. It's one that I kind of hold internally. And thankfully, I've learned ways to overcome some of this. I've learned ways over the years to fight that. But everybody is fighting it. And I want to help you today, because you may be fighting it more than you think. And you may be fighting it a whole lot more than anybody else recognizes. And I'm just here to tell you that I hear you, I see you, and I love you, and I'm for you, because I understand the battle that's within. I may not understand it as much as you do if you're dealing with it a whole lot more than I ever have, but I'm telling you, I can you know, sympathize with you in that, to say, listen, I get it. And every leader deals with it. And I first just want to kind of say this. It's okay to have some insecurity. Can I just say that? Like, it's okay. I mean, so many times we think that if we're a leader, we got to have it all together. We got to be put all together. We got to have it, you know, all figured out. And we can't ever be vulnerable. We can't ever show our cards to those around us. And listen, I'm not saying that you got to walk around and be so transparent that, you know, there's just, you know, you let it all kind of show and everything you've got. I understand there's a balance to certain things and that. But listen, we have to understand that it's okay to have some insecurity. It's okay just to admit that. It's okay to be vulnerable enough to say that, hey, I've got some. It's okay. Like, don't put this expectation on yourself that just because you're leading your team, your organization, whatever it is that you're leading, that you've got to be perfect and that you can't ever deal with this. And great leaders must never deal with that, right? I mean, they've got it all figured out. No, they don't. I'm telling you, I've met great leaders that still deal with it. And they still deal every time they push themselves a little bit further. And I found that the further you push yourself, the more insecurity tries to creep in. So the reality is that if you're doing it right, meaning that you're pushing yourself and you're putting yourself out there more than you ever have and you're growing into greater opportunities, guess what, my friend? You're going to have insecurities. That's okay. It comes along with the territory, but you don't want your insecurities to have you. So let's talk about this and let's kind of unpack some thoughts here, because I do want to give you some tips on how you can crush insecurity and begin to get a handle on it. But I still want to lay some groundwork here, because the insecurity is this silent assassin of leadership. If you don't get a hold of it, it is going to silently assassinate you, and it's going to be that nagging voice that just whispers all the time that you're not good enough, that they're going to find you out, that you don't belong here. That you haven't got it all figured out, that you're making some things up as you go, that you weren't as prepared as everybody thought you were, but yet you're trying to be. I mean, there's all these things are going to come out. In fact, you know this, the imposter syndrome. You've heard it a million times by now. And the imposter syndrome plagues us all. And the imposter syndrome basically says that you're going to get found out, that people are going to see you're not really as great as you think you are, that you're not going to hold up to that persona or that expectation or whatever it is. And it's this fear that you're an imposter and that you're not really worthy of what it is that you're doing. And if people really saw the real you, that they wouldn't be very impressed. They would, in fact, be a little bit shell-shocked. And listen, we all deal with it. Let's just admit it. We all deal with the imposter syndrome. In fact, what they found with the imposter syndrome is that those that deal with the imposter syndrome more than anyone are high achievers. Now, that's interesting. And again, I'll go back to say, because the more you push yourself and the more high achieving you are, the more you're going to have a little bit of imposter syndrome. You're going to have a little bit of insecurity. So again, I just want you to admit it. It's okay. It's all right. Doesn't make you a bad leader. Doesn't make you unworthy. It doesn't make you any of that kind of stuff. It just is something that you've got to learn to navigate with and to overcome. You've got to kind of embrace the discomfort and not, you know, this idea that a great leader has no insecurities and how do I ever overcome this thing? Well, you're never going to overcome it completely. You're just going to learn how to have control of it, how to crush it so that it doesn't crush you. Now, listen, I often tell leaders a lot is this right here. This is important. You'll never go beyond your level of insecurity. Now, think about that. You'll never go beyond your level of insecurity. Wherever your insecurity overtakes you is the moment you stop growing, and it's the moment you stop putting yourself out there. And if you're not careful, it'll be the lid on your impact and your influence, because it'll feel out of control if you go any further. You'll feel like everyone's going to find you out, and you'll feel like you're going to fail, you're going to mess up, you're going to drop the ball, whatever it is, whatever fear that you have, whatever fear is telling you that's going to happen if you go any further than where you are now. It will just put a ceiling on your potential. It'll put a cap on what your opportunities are, because you'll never go beyond your level of insecurity. Now, the good news is that even though insecurity haunts us, that if you'll keep crushing it and just breaking through it to the next level, then you'll never have a cap on your potential. You'll never have a ceiling on you. And I'm telling you, what separates really great leaders from everyone else is their ability and willingness to just push themselves further than anyone else ever would. Listen, they are just tenacious about going further and putting themselves in situations that just seem a bit overwhelming at times. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to have wisdom and, you know, make sure that you're ready for what you're doing and all that. But listen, the reality is you're never going to be ready for everything. you're never going to feel like you've got it all figured out. In the moment that you do, like I said earlier, the reality is that it's because you haven't pushed yourself far enough. It's not because you did figure it out. It's just that you're not pushing yourself anymore. And so you're living in the land of comfort, in that comfort zone, and that's not where growth takes place. That's not where impact takes place. That's not where the next level of everything that you want to do takes place. Listen, where all that stuff takes place is way beyond your level of comfort. It's in that discomfort that we grow the most. We don't grow when we're comfortable. We grow when we're uncomfortable. And if you don't get understanding that, you know, you've just got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And if you don't get that, then you're going to stop growing as a leader. So we have to understand that when insecurity runs the show, leaders start to control rather than influence. I mean, they micromanage, they withhold recognition, they have this fear of being outdone by others. And this isn't leadership, this is survival. And survival mode is not where great leaders are born. It's not where you leave a legacy. It's not any of that. So the true cost of leading from insecurity is that you stop growing. And worse, you stop others from growing. Because you stop pushing, you stop challenging, you stop empowering others because you have this fear that they're going to be better than you, that they're going to be the MVP, and all of a sudden now you're not worth anything, you're not valuable, and others are going to see it, and they're going to question why you're even here anymore. You get the point. I mean, it's a toxic kind of you know, wave that comes over you. And listen, you'll create a toxic culture if insecurity is in the driver's seat of your team, of your organization. Listen, when insecurity is there, creativity is stifled, innovation is just, you know, gone, and people play it safe, and nobody's pushing themselves, nobody's willing to empower others, nobody's willing to release some control and collaborate and do all these things. So you have to understand the true cost of leading from insecurity is devastating. I mean, think about it. Have you ever worked under a leader who couldn't let go because they were insecure? Who needed credit for every idea and all that, who avoided really hard conversations? Chances are that leader was probably operating from a high level of insecurity. And guess what? It frustrated you and it stifled your growth. And so you have to understand that what's at stake is not just your own influence and impact, but really others as well. Because insecurity will not only cause you to stop pushing yourself, but it will also stop you from empowering others to go do what they need to do because of this fear that somehow they're going to be better than you or they'll figure it out and all this kind of stuff. You get the point. So you've got to recognize insecurity in yourself. Before you can fix this, you got to face it. And if you don't face it, you're going to have a real hard time fixing it. If you, you know, just kind of say, well, I don't have insecurity or any of that, well, then, you know, you're not going to overcome this stuff. So here's some things, some self-reflection I want you to think about. Do you feel threatened when someone on your team outperforms you? Think about that. Have you ever felt threatened when someone on your team or someone that you've got or even a peer outperforms you and is really, really winning and all that? Well, if you do, you've got some insecurities there, right? Do you find it hard to delegate to others? More than likely, the avoidance of delegating, even though you're going to tell yourself a million reasons why, it's really a lot of insecurity. Insecurities can keep you from delegating to others. You got to ask yourself this. Are you constantly seeking validation from others? Are you constantly seeking kind of this, you know, validation from others and this, you know, like you just want to hear really great things? Now, listen, we all want to be encouraged. We all want to hear praise and all that. But do you find yourself like always kind of trying to get reassurance from others? And the more you seek reassurance from others, right, whether it's even in decision making, like, you know, sitting down saying, I mean, do you think this is the right move? Are you sure? Are you sure? I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I really need to know. And it's coming from this very desperate place. Then all of a sudden now you're seeking validation because there's probably a level of insecurity in you. Or do you avoid conflict for fear it's going to expose maybe a weakness or be uncomfortable for you or whatever it is? And so you avoid hard conversations because of this insecurity. Listen, we could go down the line and line, but if you answered yes to any of these, I mean any of these, you're not alone. Just remember that. But remember, awareness is the first step to transformation. You can't transform your life and your leadership if you're not aware of what it is that you need to do. So the first step is just to be aware of it. So are you aware of your insecurities? Do you know where they lie? Think about that. You've got to identify, where do you have insecurities? You're not going to have insecurities about everything. Some things you're going to be like, oh, I don't care. It's no big deal at all. But there are going to be certain areas that you are very insecure about. And you need to identify those areas. You need to identify the areas that you can become insecure about. I can remember when I was a really young leader, stepping out in my business, doing leadership, coaching, consulting, and all that. I remember meeting with this, he was going to help me out with some opportunities about growing my business and that. And he was a very successful guy. He was much older than I. And I remember sitting down with him, and I was so intimidated by him in that. And I remember him just drilling me on these questions. And I was just so insecure. And I would just flub around this. And I remember being so frustrated with myself. I met with him a few times, and I just remember thinking, John, you are a pretty confident person. When you get up in front of groups and that, you're confident. Why, when you sit down with this person, are you so insecure? And all of a sudden, you just flub through all your answers. And man, it was horrible. And then that insecurity just fed itself, because not only was I insecure in the moment, but then as I fumbled through everything, afterwards I'd reflect and think, oh my gosh, this guy probably thinks I'm a goofball here. And then that would just feed my insecurity even more. And so the next time I met with him, I was, it was terrible. It was just a vicious cycle. But I remember just sitting down and thinking, what is it, John? Why are you so intimidated and insecure around this person? He wasn't coming across that way. It's not like he was just, some rude in your face kind of person at all. But why was I doing that? And I remember it was because the lack of experience that I had. And I was just starting my business and all these things, and he was very, very successful. And I was really insecure because I didn't feel like I had all the background. I didn't have the knowledge, the education that he had had. I didn't come from the places that he did. And so as a result, I really belittled myself and just my own intuition. And I didn't have all, years and years under my belt of doing this, but yet I was trying to speak in and trying to speak as though I did, not because I was trying to be manipulative by any means, but I just had some insight that I felt like was fresh. And so, all of a sudden it exposed this kind of insecurity that I had about education and background and schooling and years under my belt. And man, nobody's going to listen to you, John. And I remember just thinking, what is this coming from? Like, John, you have great ideas. You've done some incredible things. You've had all kinds of experiences. You've had all kinds of education around what you need to have and all this. And I remember just having to look in the mirror and pick myself up and be like, John, it's time to put on the big boy boots, right? Like you gotta go, and you gotta stop kind of disbelieving in yourself and comparing yourself in these insecurities. And I'm telling you, it took a lot. And that, for me, I mean, it may not sound like a big deal to you, but I'm sure you've had stories like that where people just, you got insecure around when you were around them. And whatever, maybe it was just fear, maybe it was just your own kind of projection, whatever it may be. But the reality is, it will limit you. And I had to come to a moment where I just was self-aware of why and where it came from. And once I identified that, and now I can talk about it and say, oh, it was because of my education experience. I didn't feel like I had it, and therefore it made me feel like I, nobody was going to listen to me and all these kind of things. But I had to overcome that and look beyond it and say, John, no, you just keep going and you keep being confident and you keep speaking, even if people question it, even if they, whatever it is. And it was through that process of identifying what I was so insecure about that I was able to kind of push myself and challenge myself to now that's not an issue, obviously, anymore, for several reasons. One, practically, I've got more time under my belt and experience and all those things. But two, I really think even more than that, it was just the fact that I was willing to put myself out there and not allow those insecurities to have me, but for me to overcome them. Doesn't mean I didn't have them creep up, but I wouldn't let them control me, and I was able to kind of work myself through that. So I want you to think about, where in your life do you have insecurity? Why do you have it? And do some self-exploration, because if you don't identify it and call it out, it's very hard to move forward and overcome it. So you've got to find out where it is. Now, let me give you some steps as a leader about how you can crush insecurity. These are just, practical steps that we can talk about. The first one, which I've been talking about a little bit, is this: practice self-awareness. Listen, insecurity thrives in the shadows. That is so true. And if you don't bring it into the light by identifying your triggers, then all of a sudden now you're not going to be aware of it. It's going to creep up like an assassin out of nowhere, and you're going to go, where did that come from? Well, listen, self-awareness, when you practice this by taking time to reflect, that means that you've got to journal sometimes. That means that you've got to sit down after every moment that insecurity creeped in a little bit and reflect on what you're afraid of. What is it that you're afraid of losing or being exposed for or whatever it is? If you name it, you can tame it. But if you don't name it, you can't tame it. So you got to know the enemy that you're fighting. The only way that you can do that is reflect. And I think too many people, they don't reflect hard enough. And what I mean by that is they reflect. I mean, everybody walks away from a meeting and says, my gosh, what just happened? That was miserable. But you just try to move on and get it out of your head. You're like, oh, that was uncomfortable. And you try to go to the next thing. Listen, you got to stay with that discomfort. That means that you've got to reflect and sit down and say, wait a minute, why did this happen? And you got to do some therapy on yourself sometimes. Like, you got to sit yourself down in a couch and be like, listen, why did you feel that way? Where did it come from? Where is this stemming from? And you got to be real honest with yourself about that. I had to do that with this guy that I was telling you about. I had to sit down, look in the mirror, and it took me several sessions of therapy with myself to sit down and say, John, what are you doing? And even though it sounds simple, it took me a while to identify why I was insecure around him, you know, so much more than others. And so, that was something that I had to kind of coach myself through. And I want to challenge you. Make sure that you're practicing self-awareness by being great at reflection. After every meeting, after every moment that insecurity creeps in, I want you to find out where it's coming from. And I want you to think about what you can do to kind of name it and to identify it, because you can't fight an enemy that you can't see. And if you don't know what the enemy is, you're going to have a hard time fighting it and overcoming it. So practice self-awareness, journal, reflect, sit down. To this day, all right, I've been doing this for 20 plus years, almost 25 years of speaking, coaching, and all that. After I get done with a talk, even if it's a talk that I've given 1,000 times, I will sit down and reflect about what went well, what didn't go well. Where did I, you know, get in the zone, and where did I drop the ball a little bit and fumble, and why did I fumble through that? What was it? Because at this point, it's probably not about the content. It's probably about the moment. You know, maybe I was intimidated by the crowd, or maybe I just felt like they weren't getting it, and all of a sudden that insecurity rose up and I started to fumble through my words. That still happens to this day. And so I've got to kind of look back and say, okay, what do I need to do to overcome that? So make sure after every moment that you use it and you leverage the learning moment that you've got, that window of self-reflection, while it's fresh, while you can think about it and identify why you've got some of these insecurities. Second thing I want you to think about is embrace progress over perfection. Listen, embrace progress over perfection. If you are a perfectionist, you are going to have a tremendous amount of insecurity. Now, some of you are like, yes, I know. I already know this, right? You know, you're self-aware of where the mistake is. But listen, secure leaders don't fear mistakes. They learn from them. And if you fear making mistakes all the time, I'm not saying that you're going to be reckless. Yes, we want everything to be as good as it can and near perfection, as best as it can. But you got to value progress over perfection. Great leaders that are secure, they don't fear mistakes. They just simply learn from them. They let go of the need for everything to be perfect. Listen, growth isn't perfection. And leadership isn't about never failing. It's about getting back up from those moments and learning and getting better and stronger. But you've got to embrace progress over perfection. If you are trying to get everything perfect on the front end, you're going to have so many insecurities. And then the moment something goes wrong, it's going to crush you. Because you're going to be like, I did everything. I re-looked over this thing 190 times. I pride myself on perfection. Why did it happen? And you will overestimate that failure to where it will just crush you. Listen, you have to embrace failure and mistakes and all those things. Again, I'm not saying be reckless, but you got to embrace progress over perfection. Am I getting better? Am I learning from these things? If you are, then you value that progress and don't hold yourself to this perfective kind of area that is near impossible to even arrive at. Listen, you have to have a growth mindset. A growth mindset is not a perfectionism mindset. Perfectionism mindset will limit your growth, it will stunt your growth, and it will stunt the growth of those around you. So you got to understand. And if you're dealing with others that have insecurities, okay, maybe you're like, well, John, my insecurities aren't, you know, that strong at times, but I lead people that have a lot of insecurities. Well, probably a lot of them are perfectionists. And so you got to help them value progress over perfection. They're so afraid that if they make a mistake that they're just going to get, you know, railed, that they're just going to lose all their value and purpose and meaning and all that stuff. Well, you've got to kind of lead them and build them up to say, listen, it's okay. You're doing a great job. Hey, listen, let's just learn from this. Let's make it better, and we'll get further along than we were. So embrace progress over perfection with yourself and with others. Third thing is this, surround yourself with secure leaders. This is iron sharpens iron, right? I mean, get around leaders who are confident, humble, that they're growing, that they're open, they're transparent. That mindset's going to challenge you. It's going to inspire you. And if you're always the smartest or most experienced person in the room, you got to get into some new rooms. I mean, you need to get around people that are further than you, that have overcome some of these things, that can give you kind of voice of wisdom, that can build you up and coach you through it and coach you up through this process. So you got to get around some other leaders and people. That's why it's so important to have a coach or somebody around you, a mentor that can help you, because sometimes you just got to talk through this stuff and hear from somebody else that's been there, that's done that, that can give you some perspective and help you see things in a better light. So you got to surround yourself with people. Listen, as I said earlier, this whole idea of insecurity, I mean, it thrives in the shadows. It wants to just, you know, hide itself and all that stuff. So you overcome it by surrounding yourself with really secure leaders that don't, you know, have as much insecurity because they've learned how to overcome it. And they're able to speak into you and be an example. And you can see how they deal with it. And you can work through it. You can ask them questions. So you got to surround yourself with this. You can't overcome it by yourself. You need community. You need collaboration. You need to be around others that are going to help you grow. If you're a leader who's just, you know, trying to lead by yourself and you have no influencers, mentors, coaches around you to help you, you're going to get stuck. This is why coaching is so huge. This is why I love to come into organizations and help them and coach them, because everybody needs someone to help encourage them, inspire them, to help them see perspective, bounce ideas off of, know if the way that they're thinking is right or maybe it's a little bit off, someone that's honest with them that can kind of help them see things and coach them up and work them through it, talk them off the ledge. You get the point. If you don't have someone like that, you are dangerously flying solo and you are dangerously in a place where your insecurity could overtake you because you have no help and reinforcement to help you get out of it. So you got to surround yourself with some community. We're built for community. We're built to have friends and mentors and coaches and leaders around us to help us. If nobody's leading you, how are you going to lead others? So you got to have leaders that are leading you so that you can in turn lead others and help them. Fourth thing I want you to think about is this: empower others. Listen, nothing defeats insecurity like lifting somebody else up and just empowering them. You've got to recognize your team's strengths, celebrate their wins, empower them to go do great things. Never hold back empowerment out of insecurity that they're going to outshine you, that they're going to do it better, that they're going to change things and all that stuff. I get that there's wisdom. I understand all that. But you have to understand that you've got to empower others. You've got to release some of those things into them. Don't let insecurity hold you back from that. Give it out to others. Another thought I want you to think about, last one is this: reframe the narrative. That inner critic, it's a liar. I mean, you got to replace those destructive thoughts with truth. Instead of saying, I'm not enough, try this: I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm becoming. Right? Those affirmations are huge. You have to kind of talk to yourself because your insecurity is talking to you. I mean, it's screaming at you. And so you just got to scream louder sometimes and talk to yourself and change the narrative, right? You've got to reframe the narrative. Whenever your voice in your head is trying to tell you you're not good enough, you can't do it, and all this stuff, hold on to it. You got to say, nope, I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm going to empower others. I'm going to be a team player. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to learn through this experience more than I ever would through anything else. And you got to reframe that narrative so that it keeps you in control, so that your insecurity isn't controlling you. Guys, we all deal with it. And I want to challenge you to learn how to crush it and how to lead with confidence so that your insecurities don't crush you and keep you from being a confident leader that you can be. You can do this. And we are all on the journey together. So go get them, Tiger. Go get them, my friend. Make it happen and begin to crush those insecurities and learn to lead through them. And you are going to be effective, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.